You're listening to Radio Influence.
This is the Cannabis Podcast, powered by Trulieve on Radio Influence. It's an inside look and the scientific facts in and around the world of medical cannabis. Now, here is your host, Ian Beckles.
Hello, everybody. This is Ian Beckles, and welcome back to the Cannabis Podcast. This is an extra special broadcast because we have WeBeam TV here, which is going to be filming us. Hello, everybody. And I have a special guest, Victoria from Trulieve. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. Good. How are you?
We're wonderful. We have this beautiful picture of cannabis. It's like smoking right off the wall. that's because we are in Trulieve.
We are. We're in our 4th Street St. Petersburg dispensary, coming to you live with products and information straight from the dispensary.
I love it. So we've done this once before in our podcast room over there, Flavor of Tampa Bay, but we didn't get a chance to film it. So I thought we'd go back and revisit this because I think people, obviously, this is about knowledge and people want to be aware of what products are out there. And I've just been sitting here and I've been learning about some products myself. So, and I thought I knew what I was talking about.
I think there's a huge misconception about what's actually available in the state of Florida, what's legal, what you can get access to, going through a physician, of course, but what products we have on the shelves. So I want to go through all of them so people know.
I love it. I love it. Okay. So we're going to kind of do kind of the cannabis 101 thing where I'll say if somebody is an insomniac, they don't sleep very well, what would the doctor recommend you take for an insomniac?
Our number one selling product is our 9-pound Hammer vape cartridge, which is an indica strain, which helps you sleep. Great. And it's the number one selling because I think insomnia is a chronic problem that we have as human beings.
So I have it.
Everybody has it, even if you're not willing to admit it. Mm-hmm. Everybody has trouble sleeping. So that cartridge actually looks like this. Good. It's ceramic. It's 600 milligrams of active THC, and it goes into a couple of different pens. This is one of my favorites. It's called the Mystica. Mm-hmm. It's got a little button. It's discreet. It's easy to use. It's stays charged for a long time.
It does.
So you can leave it beside your bed at night and you don't have to get up and charge it all the time, which is really nice. And then we have other indica varieties for vaporization, which would be our TruePod, which is actually a concentrate. This is over 800 milligrams.
Yeah, that's the one.
I know this is your favorite.
That's my favorite. And you use a TruStick for that one, correct?
You do. You use it in this really awesome TruStick. Again, incredible device. Stays charged forever. Easy 5 clicks on. You hold the button down to draw. And the pod looks like this. And again, depending on how much you use it, it really lasts a good time. A long time. It's a good value. Again, everybody's a little bit different in how much they use it, but this is what the packaging looks like. So I don't know how close the camera can get, but you kind of see this beautiful, clear, golden amber color with percentages on the back. So this one's actually 90% THC.
Wow, that's not messing around.
And
now,
it's not.
This is the one that I hit, okay? And I'm around a lot of different people. That some are going to different dispensaries. That's all on them. But I always, when I give them the TruStick, they always want one.
Yeah.
Immediately they go, oh my God, it's so much better than mine. So I actually saw a study that they did somewhere and they had a TruStick rated number one. So have you seen those studies?
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely, one of my favorites as well. It's a big patient favorite. I think just because it works and everybody wants something you can rely on.
Correct.
And it's a great, great pen. And again, the pods come in all different varieties. So if you want an indica for sleep or anxiety or a hybrid for sort of in between, and then you've talked about different strains. We've talked about indica hybrid. Sativa is sort of the uplifting strain.
Correct.
So we have that available in all of our products, but in the vape line as well. And in Florida, inhalation or vaporization is the most popular method that patients are buying.
Okay.
I think because it's quick acting, it's cost effective, it's convenient, discreet, all of those reasons. It's definitely one of patient favorites.
No
so
doubt.
That's sort of the kind of start of our vaporization line.
Well, I mean, everybody comes to Trulieve and gets their card for different reasons. I would say, once again, it doesn't matter why, but you know, everybody has to have a reason. I use pain, okay?
Yeah.
So I show my x-ray of my neck. My neck's all jacked up for all those reasons. And pain. So if somebody comes in here, they got a jacked up neck, and they got chronic neck pain, where would they go?
The first thing I always tell pain patients is CBD all the time because it's non-euphoric and it really helps with the inflammation and pain. And it helps over time. It's almost something that builds up in your system and works with your cannabinoid system to help relieve that pain. So I would say, similar to a multivitamin or eating healthy foods, you want to feed your body with that CBD. And we have it in all forms. We have it in flower, which we'll talk about. We have it in inhalation. We have it in tinctures or oils that go under the tongue, or you can make edibles with CBD. I would always recommend that. Then when it comes to really that intense pain relief, you need THC, and it's available in Florida. And we have it in all forms in dozens of strains. And so then it's about finding what works for you. A lot of people start in the hybrid family and kind of determine, are they more of an indica or a sativa? But it takes time to learn.
And the thing is, I mean, you gotta kind of feel it out a little bit. And this is what's happening now in our world. You know, with cannabis being legal here in Florida, and you've obviously seen it. Like, I've everything on the shelf now has CBD in it. Like, I saw cheesecake with CBD. Like, everything has CBD in it. I said cupcakes with CBD. Now, tell everybody what the difference is with CBD you get from Trulieve or CBD you get from GNC, like on the counter. What's the difference percentage wise?
Well, the main difference is our CBD comes from the cannabis plant. Most of what you're seeing on the shelves that is legal, sort of over the counter, is hemp CBD.
Okay, I didn't know that.
So it's a different cannabinoid makeup. It's also what you're seeing out in, you know, stores, grocery stores, gas stations, really you can find it anywhere online. There's no quality control or set of standards for the quality of that product. So you're not necessarily always sure where it's coming from, where it's sourced, and what the ingredients are in it. Whereas our CBD is literally just CBD oil with either our olive oil cutting agent or our MCT coconut oil, both very healthy oils, or it goes straight into a vape cartridge. And it has lab tests, third party. So you're very confident that there's no mold, that there's no heavy metals or residual solvents or anything like that. So it's incredibly, incredibly pure, lab tested, homegrown right here in Florida. We all love farm to table. And that's what our CBD.
Now, do you have the same, is hemp CBD, that it have the same benefits?
It has some benefits, but truthfully, to get the total benefits of medical cannabis, you need a combination of CBD and THC. You need as close to that plant, this whole flower, as you can possibly get, which is why Florida is fighting so hard to have more flower options, to be allowed to smoke, to have as much variety in flower as humanly possible, because that's really where the true full medical benefits are.
Absolutely. So we're talking about insomnia, we talk about chronic pain, which I would probably think those are the two main culprits probably.
Well, there are a lot of the symptoms of all the qualifying conditions. If you're sick, you can't sleep. If you're sick, you have pain. If you're sick, you've got anxiety, you've got stressors that come along with that, whether it's the symptoms of the disease or it's the financial or social implications of the disease. PTSD, we'll talk about for a second, because that's a huge qualifying condition in Florida with our military population. And of course, anyone can have PTSD from
anything, car accident,
anything.
A lot of things. Sure.
So that is really well treated, again, with a combination of a lot of these products. CBD, first and foremost, always. It's just really good at the anxiety. And until you learn what THC is going to do to your anxiety and your PTSD and find that perfect strain that calms you, CBD helps kind of counteract those THC effects as well. Our PTSD patients, they love vaporizing because PTSD can hit an attack, can be very quick onset. Inhalation can reduce that onset the fastest of any delivery method.
No doubt. Now, I'm looking at some of these apparatus here. I don't really like to inhale anything like that, so I wouldn't really mess with this nasal spray.
Yeah, that's really an epilepsy rescue product. So think of that like an EpiPen. If you're having a seizure, the response time and getting medication direct to the source is not always easy. It's not always easy to open someone's mouth or obviously inhale on a vaporizer. So this goes straight into the nostril, straight to the brain, and can stop a seizure in its tracks.
That makes sense. Now, I'm going to go shopping after this.
Great.
Okay. And we were talking earlier about this right here. And this, explain to me what that pen is right there.
This is a concentrate pen. One thing that Florida has an abundance of is THC concentrates. So a lot of, there's a lot of misconception out there that this, the strong stuff, the THC is not available in Florida, or that for some reason Florida is limiting the strength of medication. And that's just not true. Again, you just looked at our TruePod. That's 90%. It doesn't get much stronger than that. Our concentrates are the same way. So this is our TruClear. It is a straight distillate concentrate. There's nothing else added in here but THC and terpenes, which gives the strain profile and therapeutic benefits of the type of product it is. This one's 9 pound hammer. Again, a great classic. So this particular concentrate, you can do a lot of things with this. You can ingest it orally under the tongue. You can make edibles with it, or you can use it as inhalation. And this device is exactly how you would do that. So you actually inject the concentrates into the coils and it heats it up. We also have a product called Shatter, which is a full spectrum concentrate, which you would break off, snap off, and put into here.
That's dab.
Yes.
So to speak.
Yeah. Yep.
So, and that's supposed to be stronger than most cannabis? That's stronger than most?
Yeah. Concentrates are the strongest form you can find. It's that 90% strength.
Sure. Well, I'm not scared of the strength.
I know you're not scared, but I would warn patients, obviously, to start low, go slow, and work your way up to that. But when you're talking about really chronic conditions, this is definitely a popular product.
I've definitely put it in already. That's for sure. I put in my work already. Now, this here is, this is actual flowers.
That is actual bud. And not just mids. It is top top cola bud that goes into our flower cups. And that's actually a CBD flower, which is pretty awesome. We just released this one, but we've got it in other varieties. We've got it in indicas, sativas, and hybrid.
Now, CBD flower, that means you won't get high from that?
You won't. There's no THC in this. There's no euphoric effect. So this is truly sort of a therapeutic CBD relaxation full flower benefit, which is pretty awesome.
See, the only thing the only negative thing really to marijuana or cannabis to me is that we have to smoke it. Okay, because I don't think smoking is good. I mean, not like we're smoking like cigarettes or anything like that. I think it would be weird if you smoke something that didn't get you high. Right. It'd be weird, wouldn't it? For me, anyways.
Again, there's two kind of parts of the plant. There is the plant that obviously causes a euphoric effect, but then there's also CBD, and I've talked about it a lot. There's still incredible medical benefits to that. It can stop anxiety. It can stop nausea. It can stop pain. And for some people that have to, maybe they need to drive, maybe they have kids at home. And so CBD is sort of their one thing that they feel comfortable using on a consistent daily basis.
Correct.
Where they still can function.
Sure. Now, when I come to TruLeave, once a week I come here probably, you know, I always take heed of who's in the rooms. And I mean, I still think there's a misconception of what's going on in cannabis. Because I look and most people in here are older than I am.
Yeah.
And then a lot of them look like veterans. Like what percentage of people come through you think are vets?
We see about maybe 10-15% veteran population.
Good. That's a good number.
Yeah.
And you have veteran discounts or something like that?
We do. Veterans get 10% off every order, and then they can stack that. We have a loyalty point program too. So when they earn enough points, they can stack that for 20% off. And we do special veteran discount days throughout the year, whether it's obviously in November, Veterans Day, and then we'll do, you know, I think we did something Memorial Day this year. We just celebrated 2 weeks ago, actually, National Suicide Prevention Awareness Day. Nice. And so we offered a discount for all patients, actually, to bring awareness to that, because obviously PTSD can affect beyond our veterans, but it's still really important. The outreach piece of it to veterans is huge. So we're working on grassroots, going into VFWs and educating.
No doubt. We're hanging out here in TruLeave with Victoria. Now, when you talk about veterans and people that are enlisted now, what is the rules now? I mean, they still can't smoke cannabis.
Correct.
And even if they have a card, they still can't be positive on a test, correct?
For active military?
Active military.
Correct. So active military, unfortunately, cannot participate in a legal statewide program because they're obviously a federal employee. And that goes for all federal employees. Actually, I talked to a TSA agent about it. And he's like, I'd love to be a patient, but I can't.
You can't do it.
Yeah.
Wow. That's great. I mean, are they looking to change that? Is anybody looking to change it?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, obviously, we're looking to change that, as is anyone in the cannabis community. It's going to take a government federal deregulation for that to happen.
And somebody has to really be passionate about that. Yeah. And I don't see anybody really being passionate about that.
We haven't seen it lately. No, you haven't seen it lately.
So where's the next place? Where's the what's the next step for Trueleaf? What's the next step?
Well, we're opening stores. Mm-hmm. We're opening every other week. We're opening a new store. Mm-hmm. So our goal is to keep growing.
Every other week you're opening a store? Mm-hmm. How many stores do you have now?
Right now we're up to 17. Whoa. And we've got two more coming next week. And then literally, like I said, one every other week.
So you have somebody just scouting for places all the time?
We do. Yeah, we have someone constantly looking. Right now we have up to 30 locations, including the ones that are already open.
Sure.
Leased under construction to be open by January. And then beyond that, we have people constantly scouting good locations, population count, patient count, doctor count, mm-hmm. and just trying to figure out where the gaps are in the state. So we're committed to access because as we grow, as the Florida, I think Florida is going to lead the country in medical cannabis patients. And as they do that, they're going to prove to the rest of the country, this is a good thing.
Sure.
Our opioids are going down. Our, you know, our, the conditions are going down. We're saving money on healthcare costs, all those things. And we're doing our own research studies as well to try to capture some of that data.
Sure. We need one in South Tampa.
I know.
We will. Soon. Like, we need one soon. I mean, not like this 4th Street's all that far, but you know.
We're also limited by the state of Florida on how many we can open. And it's by zone of population. Mm. So right now we're kind of maxed out in the Tampa Bay area. So we're waiting on either the patient count to grow or that rule to go away. And then that rule goes away in 2020.
So there's only a certain amount you can open per, you know, the population, I guess it is.
Yes. So right now in the whole state, we're only legally allowed to open 30. And every 100,000 patients, we get 5 more.
Okay.
But those go into 5 zones that the state has determined are kind of census population zones. And Tampa Bay area includes Orlando.
Sure. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's a huge population.
Huge,
so until, you know, the patient count either booms, we're also actually suing the state over that.
Okay.
So there could be a chance that if we win that lawsuit, we'll be able to be aggressively looking for more locations. But
and you said every 100,000 patients, you get 5 more.
Yes.
How many patients does Trueleaf have about right now? You know?
Well, that's statewide.
Statewide. Okay.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter where they go as the industry grows. So right now we're at about 140,000 patients, I think the state has. So it seems to be growing at about 100,000 a year so far.
Really?
That's what we've seen.
And what year is this? Third year?
This is literally just kind of moving into the third year. So we opened the first store 2 years ago in July.
Okay. Now, when you guys opened, you were there from day one, correct?
Yeah.
You obviously had projections. Did you exceed all those projections?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I remember opening the first store and thinking, okay, now we need patients and doctors.
Yeah. So, it's a good thing, yeah.
We definitely moved through the process quickly. So then we really started to kind of step back and help physicians develop their practices and become educated so that they could obviously grow the patient base.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So we didn't have huge, it's hard to create expectations when you have no idea what's going to happen from a growth perspective.
Yeah.
So yes, we've exceeded, I think if Florida's exceeded our expectations, however, we would like to see more people come out, get into the program, and I meet them every day. They're like, we didn't even know this was available.
I know. And people drive by it every day, but don't even know it's here.
Didn't even know.
Well, we're looking for some good doctors. We can get us in front of Doc MJ, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, Doc MJ is a great service or a great physician's office. They have offices all over the state, online appointments. There's a lot of groups coming into the state and setting up practices where they just focus on cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a fear with legislators that that would happen. But it's actually a great thing because that's all these doctors do.
Yeah.
And they take it seriously. They're not just handing out cards in their office. There's a process.
Mm-hmm.
They take it seriously. They really spend time with the patient. And I think that these groups have done a great job. I mean, they educate, they work really well with the dispensaries and we're all in it.
Is that all they do? That just cannabis is
all they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the doctor I went to a long time ago, it was kind of like her side gig. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You know.
And there's doctors that do that as well that, you know, their patients are interested. So they do it so that they can offer it to their current patient base. And we need all kinds. We need all of that. We need doctors that are doing it supplementally with everything else that they do. And then we need doctors that really focus on this full time because there's not enough doctors.
Absolutely. Now, let's get to these capsules right now. Now, capsules, I find these hit hard.
They do.
They hit like I wouldn't suggest anybody take the THC and be anywhere near any kind of vehicle at any time.
No. These are incredible for very, very chronic conditions.
It's pain, yeah.
Pain being one of them, cancer being one we see a lot of cancer patients using capsules. Because it's a FICO RSO process, which means it's as close to the whole plant as possible. Mm. It's not filtered or distilled, so you really get a lot of that pure plant matter in mm-hmm. there, strain specific, really, really, really good benefits. But yes, they are very powerful. And it acts like an edible. If you've had an experience with an edible where you've eaten it, it goes through your system and it stays in your system until it's not anymore, until which can be 8 hours, 10 hours, 15 hours, depending on how much you consume. That works this exact same way. So capsules are a great, great product, but you have to really start low and go slow. Some patients even freeze them and cut them in half to kind of lower that dosage. But if you're fighting serious conditions, which is why we have these capsules, it's a really critical product.
Freeze them and cut them in half.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You just want to make sure that you lay them down flat.
Okay, that makes sense.
You want to
lay
them down flat, maybe on a cookie sheet, so that
the... So if I open up inside,
these aren't. But yes, it'd be kind of a darker, planty, dark greens. Yeah, liquidy substance. Okay. Yep. So you want to lay them down flat, then you can freeze them, then they can cut them in half and kind of half dose.
That's interesting. Wow.
And then some patients make their own capsules using our oils because they want them to be less concentrated. So they'll buy capsules on Amazon and fill their own with oil so that they can still get that. But it's maybe 5 milligrams versus 10.
And the oils they come in a syringe?
They come this way. This is a $25 oral syringe cut with olive oil. So it's great for cooking. Great for
olive oil in there.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. Great for salad dressings and stir fry, cooked low heat. And then we have tinctures as well, which are cut with coconut oil, which is great. A lot of people use that topically. And of course, it's still a great cutting agent to ingest.
No doubt about that. Well, I mean, it's amazing the variety that you guys have now. And every time I come in here, I think there's something else.
There's
something else. And you guys do a wonderful job with social media and also reminders.
Mm-hmm. Like,
now it's 20% off here, it's 10% off here, and you guys do a good job.
Engaging with the patients is critical, because if they don't know what's happening, then they aren't educated on it. And we're launching products every other week, it feels like. So you've got to kind of keep people aware of what's coming.
No doubt about that. Well, if anybody wants to go to the best dispensary, and we're going to have WeBeam go through here maybe and take a little video of what it looks like. It's all my assistant here, Melanie, first thing she said, it's so clean.
Yes.
It's very clean.
Yeah, it's clean. It's comfortable. You know, again, people are coming in here and they're sick. Mm-hmm. So they want to go to an environment where they feel safe, where they feel comfortable.
It's like a hospital almost.
Yeah.
Almost. Very well done. Well, truly, we're in the one here on 4th Street. There's 16 others in the Bay Area to choose from. So there's got to be one near you. There's got to be one near everybody out there.
Our goal is to have a Trulieve near you.
Perfect. And if people want to find out the locations, it's Trulieve.com.
Trulieve.com. TRULIEVE.
Perfect. Well, we appreciate everybody listening in. Once again, Trulieve is where I first got acclimated to it legally. And I've not tried anybody else, so I can't really speak on anybody else.
Yeah, we won't let you.
Yeah, I'm a pretty loyal cat. I'm a pretty loyal cat. So we're signing off here. This is the Cannabis Podcast. Hopefully you gained a little bit of knowledge. And we know Victoria had a whole lot of it. And go out today, this week, and smoke something delicious. And enjoy yourself. Peace out.
For more information on medical cannabis, make sure to visit Trulieve on Twitter, at Trulieve or Trulieve.com. That's TRULIEVE.com. Also, make sure to follow Ian Beckles on Twitter, at Ian Beckles. This has been the Cannabis Podcast, powered by Trulieve on Radio Influence.
Chef Brian Duffy here. I've got a new show called Duffified Live that's unlike anything you've ever heard. Each week, I'm going to be talking to some of my friends, some people I've never even met before. We're going to be talking about people that I meet on the road through some of my experiences. We're talking about restaurants, talking about great stories, great guests, wild adventures, the whole nine yards. Get Duffified Live with me, Chef Brian Duffy, each week on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and RadioInfluence.com.